Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, November 1st, 2020. This morning I will talk about the road ahead. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Holy and eternal Father, draw me to yourself, open my heart, illumine my mind, and strengthen my hands in your service. Let me follow the example of Jesus Christ, who lived as a role model for sinners, died on the cross to atone for our sins, and who rose from the dead to give us the hope of glory. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, bridge any gap and resolve any tension that hinders my sanctification, blocks ministry to those around me, or blinds me to your call on my life. Grant me a faith that transcends both lethargy and suffering, that I might live and die as your witness through the power of the Holy Spirit and covered by the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Philippians 3:10-11 we read, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him into his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection of the dead. In the Beatitudes, Jesus teaches his disciples a simple lesson. How we live and how we die matters in the kingdom of God. This kingdom principle is borne out as we reduce tension with ourselves, with God, and with other people in each of the three movements of our spiritual lives. But our journey in life is not random. We know that in life, death, and resurrection, the future is in Christ. In Christ, we look beyond our natural selves to the person that God created us to be. In our natural selves, we scoff at the idea of living sacrificially without aspiring for personal gain or glory. In our natural selves, we think of our holiness as being otherworldly and mysterious. In our natural selves, hope is futile and death has the final claim. But now we live not in our natural selves, but in Christ. In Christ, we live relieved of our obsession with past failures and present circumstances, chains that have been broken. Because our identity is in Christ and not in circumstances, our identity is secure in the immutable character of Christ, not evolving with changes in fashion, law, or science. Because our identity is in Christ and Christ sacrificed himself for us, we too can live sacrificially and be more fully present in our family life, church life, and work in the world, even loving our enemies. In Christ, we are truly a new creation. In Christ, even in death, we can count the cost of discipleship, knowing our future is secure in spite of failing health, persecution, and rejection. Wherever life takes us, we never leave the sovereign dominion of Christ, and the shalom of God goes with us, as the Apostle Paul writes, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present or things to come, nor powers or height or depth, nor anything else in all creation would be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." This is Romans 8:38-39. Because Christ rose from the dead, these words are trustworthy and give meaning to life, allowing us to live fearlessly in joy, not being confined to our old nature. In Christ, the hope of the resurrection means that our attitude in life and death is different, because living in the image of our Creator and expecting both persecution and death, we await the glory of Christ in our resurrection. Anticipating these events, the hope of the resurrection serves both as a road map and as a source of energy. In Christ, we are a new creation, equipped with an objective, a map, and the strength to pursue our daily journey. In this journey, humility nurtures our Christian authenticity, as we become God's living artwork in creation, and it marks us as Christians from heart to mind, like an onion which is consistent from core to skin and back again. So our faith is in Christ, and like Paul, we emulate Christ's life and death so that somehow we might attain the resurrection and eternal life. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.